Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hamilton Tiger Cats Season Preview Conference Call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Lucas Barrett. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à l'appel conférence aperçu pré-saison des Tiger Cats de Hamilton. J'aimerais maintenant céder la parole à Monsieur Lucas Barrett. À vous la parole. Please go ahead, Mr. Barrett.
Hello, everybody. Today we continue our season preview conference call series. Today we have the Hamilton Tiger Cats. We are happy to be joined by CEO Scott Mitchell, as well as Vice President of Football Operations and Head Coach Ken Austin. Today, both Scott and Ken will make opening statements, and following the opening statements, we'll have a Q&A session. Please go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Everybody, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Sound is good. Please go ahead.
Great. Thanks very much. It's Scott Mitchell here. I just wanted to start off by sending all of our best thoughts and wishes out to everybody out in Fort McMurray from a distance. It certainly looks like an incredible tragedy that's going on out in northern Alberta. All of our thoughts and wishes are with all the great people up there. They've been great hosts for several CFL properties. I know there's a lot of great football fans up there, and all of us, joined by the Eskimos, will do what we can to support the great people of Fort McMurray. So just wanted to get that out of the way. On that note, just talk a little bit about the Ticats business scenario, environment, before Kent talks about the football side. Obviously, we've had goals in Hamilton to be a very successful and sustainable organization. I think clearly we're thrilled to be able to say we've kind of surpassed that sustainability and are really reveling in the opportunity to be a successful and viable franchise. That success has enabled us to have a lot of big plans and big aspirations to be a leading sports and the leading sports entertainment company in southwestern Ontario and in the Golden Horseshoe. We've really benefited from the continual growth and opportunities in Hamilton, and we've really been very fortunate to work closely with a lot of our great partners here. For us, the success is determined by our fans and our partners' great experience. And we've said it before, but we want our experience at Tim Hortons Field to be the best live sporting experience in North America. And I think clearly we've done a great job with that. All the ambitious plans and all the success we've had have been derived from that Ticats success. And I want to very specifically talk about the incredible team we have. I'll talk about the football operations a little bit sooner than later, but terrific business operations team headed up by Matt Afnick. Obviously, we have a tremendous owner in Bob Young who gives us every possible tool to be successful, but we really have an unbelievable business operations group that does a terrific job day-to-day. Matt is surrounded by a tremendously talented group of people that we think are as good as exists in North American sports, and very proud of that group. And as I said, Matt runs our business day to day and just does a tremendous job. He's one of the great young executives in North America, and I know he's thrilled with the group he has. And we've had a great amount of stability in our business operations group, which I think speaks very highly of the people we have and of the success we've had. Moving forward, we're going to continue to invest in the fan experience, as we talked about, the need for that fan experience to be best in North America. This year, we'll put another $1 million plus back into Tim Hortons Field. We will invest heavily in our Ticats All Access program, which is a great digital engagement tool for our fans to access and consume great content while benefiting through a great point system to earn prizes and opportunities to engage with the Tiger Cats. This year, we'll also launch our in-stadium food app through a stadium digital, which is very exciting for us. It'll be a big launch of the Ticats store, retail store, which is on the southeast corner of Tim Hortons Field. It's been 2 years in the making for us. It'll be a phenomenal first-class store for us, really a bellwether property for us for our fans to be able to come in and enjoy a great, phenomenal retail experience. We're also building an incredible banquet bar, the Coors Banquet Bar up in the northeast corner. Again, just more opportunities for our fans to enjoy the great social atmosphere of Tim Hortons Field. It's really turned into an incredible place for fans to talk to friends and family, enjoy the game, and also be very social at Tim Hortons Field. We have a great alumni clubhouse coming this year. I think there's no question it'll be the best alumni clubhouse or room in the CFL. Big shout out to our alumni who've really done a great job in getting behind it. And I know everybody, organization talks about wanting to have the best relationship and the best alumni group in the Canadian Football League. So we're thrilled with the response to that. We'll be launching a beautiful new alumni clubhouse for 2016. Obviously, incredibly excited as well about the Canadian Football Hall of Fame that'll be coming to Tim Hortons Field. It'll be a great thing for everybody who's a big football fan in the country. We'll take that very seriously, make everybody proud for what that's all about and all the great Hall of Famers in our league. I think when we talk about the fan experience, obviously the and partner experience, the barometer is clearly the numbers and the participation rates we have from our partners and our fans. We've sold out every game at Tim Hortons Field. I think it's 17 now, and I think clearly we fully expect another sold-out season this year. I think any time you're being forced to have a lot of scrutiny on limiting the amount of season seats you have, that's a great story for us. We've got to cap them at some point in time because we need to keep casual fans, groups, and some community partners inside the stadium. That's a great conversation for us to be having internally. We sold out all of our corporate inventory for the third year straight. Matt Afnick and his group are doing a great job of trying to find creative ways to bring in new partners, but all of our traditional inventory has been sold out. We have a waiting list for all of our premium products, which is terrific for us, as that was a question a lot of people had in Hamilton of how much appetite there would be for those products, and it's been a fairly insatiable appetite. All that just gets us unbelievably excited for a 2016 season. We have a great schedule. Worked very hard with the league and all of our partners. I think it's a great schedule. There's a lot of parity in the league this year. Obviously, we're excited about our opening night on July 1st and really excited about the WeatherTech Football Day in Hamilton that was announced yesterday afternoon. So, we are extremely thrilled with the prospects in Hamilton. We feel like we've built a very valuable entity. We're thrilled for Bob Young, who's invested a tremendous amount of money and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in Hamilton. And we feel like, it's a great time to be a Hamilton Tiger Cat employee and a fan of the organization. I really, again, want to stress the incredible team we have on the business staff. Just from top to bottom, do a great, great job, very engaged, and very similar to the football staff. I'll turn it over to Coach Austin in a second here, but obviously, we're very thrilled with the football operations team to have the group of people we do on the personnel side with Kent, Eric Tillman, Drew Alamang, Sean Burke. Everybody on that side does a tremendous job. We feel it's as good as there is in the business. And then, obviously, a tremendous coaching staff with some great people who have been with us for 4 years now, like Jeff Reinbold and Orlando Steinauer. So, obviously, very, very excited about the season. And with that, I'll turn it over to Coach Austin for a very brief statement before we open it up for questions.
Hi, thanks for everybody being here. This is Coach Austin. I just want to reiterate some of the things that Scott has already mentioned. Specifically on the football operations side, I have the privilege, blessing, and benefit of working with very, very smart, hardworking individuals that are very, very talented. So, as you know, there were three promotions this offseason with Eric and Sean and Drew, all commensurate with their abilities, what they've proven with respect to their talent. And also, it fits more of where we're going from a vision standpoint and how we're building the football operations side of this organization. I'll say that I don't know that I've ever been in a relationship where the business side and the operations side work so closely together. And that strong working relationship, in particular, my working relationship with Scott is very strong. We see things not always eye to eye, but we always end up arriving at the same place. And 99% of the time, we see things in a similar fashion. And to have the support, the unwavering support of Scott and Bob in particular, but also all the guys on the business side working together to bring a quality product and competitive product to the football field is very, very important for us, and our staff certainly recognizes that and appreciates that. Regarding our staff, I just feel very fortunate to have the guys that we have. especially the concurrent two coordinators, special teams coordinator Jeff Reinbold and our defense coordinator Rolando Steinhauer are two of the best coaches that I've been around. And I'm very, very fortunate to have them running those pieces of the puzzle with respect to our team. But the talent doesn't stop there. It permeates through the rest of the staff. And I won't bore you with all the names, but I feel very, very good and confident in the job that those guys will do. They'll get our players prepared to play, and the guys want to play for them. So very excited about the upcoming season. Very excited that we're right around the corner from camp. Can't wait to get it going, and couldn't have a stronger working relationship and the ability to, for success than what's given to us here. So at that point, I just open up for questions for either me or Scott.
Thank you. Merci. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. Allons maintenant passer à la période des questions. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, s'il vous plaît, suivez le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez s'il vous plaît appuyer sur la touche étoile 1 de votre téléphone à clavier. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur étoile 1 maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Il y a un cours d'élèves permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente pour la période des questions. Thank you for your patience. Merci de patienter. The first question is from Dan Rolfe from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Kent, if I may, first of all, came news that you required a hospital visit yesterday. Can you enlighten us what that was all about?
Yeah, I had a hangnail that I had to get cut out, and it was really, really bothering me.
supposedly on your right hand, right? Couldn't tell.
Yeah. No, listen, I had a few issues. It wasn't, they ruled out all the, it's private, obviously. I don't want to give too much detail because they're still doing some investigation. I got to still go through some other tests. But the good news is they've ruled out all the major stuff and nothing too serious. But got to go through some other things. But I feel good about the diagnosis at this point.
Good to hear. What I wanted to ask you, first of all, if we have an update on Zach Caleros and how he's doing.
Yeah. Zach's doing, as you could imagine, amazingly well. Zach has the DNA to follow instructions, but also to push the envelope as much as he needs to be prepared without overdoing it. He's a very strong athlete and cares a lot, and is really, really, really healing very well. And the prospects for him are going forward are excellent.
And the idea still is that he won't be able to participate in training camp just yet?
He will not be able to participate in training camp. He'll be going through his normal rehabilitation protocols. So
yeah.
If you mean, is he going to be ready to start the season coming out of training camp, the answer is no.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Question for Coach Austin. Coach, last year, defensively, you guys were incredibly dominant, so much so there were four games that were over by the end of the first quarter because of great defensive play. Can you just go over some of the personnel changes and any sense of anticipation or worry that you won't be able to create the same chemistry? Because as much as it was great systems, great athletes, great calls, it just seemed you had an innate chemistry that a lot of the other defenses didn't have.
Well, I think the chemistry that you're referring to can always be created because it stems from the leader on that side of the ball, and that's Rolando and his staff. And the way that we coach the guys, the way that they coach the guys, prepare them, and then our overall philosophy on what leadership really looks like should carry the day regardless of any personnel changes. And we still have a really good core group of guys that are coming back. They're outstanding leaders that have been in the system. We think that we can actually be better defensively, but every coach is going to say that at this stage. But I have tremendous faith in Orlando and his staff and the talent that we have on that side of the ball.
And just a quick question for Scott Mitchell. Scott, you said even more investment into the stadium. Is this going to be an never-ending improvement cycle, just looking for every single different way to make Tim Hortons Field as attractive as possible? Because I thought everything was all set in place, but it seems like every single year there's going to be new news about something that fans can enjoy. Fair enough?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we're never going to be satisfied unless we're convinced we're giving the fans the best possible experience. And it's a great facility that obviously took a while to get there, but it's on us to make sure we're continuing to invest in the facility. Every facility is going to need some capital expenditures to keep up with the opportunities, whether it be technology or otherwise. And you're going to see us do that every year. I do think the fans this year are going to be very blown away with the continual investment and the experience they're going to have there. They have some very special things planned for this season.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Steve Milton from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
Hi, Scott. This is for Scott Mitchell here. I just want to make sure, Scott, that I understood this. It sort of follows what Chris said there. You mentioned a million plus, and then you itemized. I assume the things you itemized are what compromised that million plus. What comprised that million plus?
A lot of it is, Steve. And the majority of it is certainly, but we're continuing to invest in the football operations area as well, and doing some things in there that fans won't necessarily see. But when you look at all the things we're doing with the Ticats All Access program, which again is our digital engagement platform with Stadium Digital, our Ticats store, the Coors Banquet Bar, the Alumni Clubhouse, the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, I mean, those are big ticket items that we're thrilled about that are all going to be phenomenal inside Tim Hortons Field. We actually have some further plans already for 2017 that we're already working on. So, again, every year we're going to do everything we can, and I can't stress enough how seriously we take things when we say stuff like we want to have the best fan experience in North America. We don't just talk about it, we do it.
The Hall of Fame, you'll have stuff in there this year? Something?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The Hall of Fame, there'll be something in there this year?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we're extremely excited about, working hard with the city. There's a couple of small issues that the city's still trying to work through with the builder that'll enable us to start construction. But all the plans for this year are for us to not only host the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, but host a CFL Canadian Football Hall of Fame game in the fall as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Bert Benton from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this question is for Kent. You've had remarkable success over the last few years and have often been the team to beat, but that Grey Cup title is still elusive. Have you thought about what's been missing or what is needed to get over the hump? I know there's a lot of factors that go into a season, but can you pin it on different things each year, or is there one thing that the Tiger Cats need to do that?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, we evaluate and analyze every area of the football team, down to, you know, individual players, to schemes, to the impact of injuries, how we can prevent injuries and get more man games and man hours on the football field, especially with key players. You know, all just about every area, including analytics, self-scout, opponent scout, all of those things are evaluated in the offseason to see where we can make improvements, test those improvements, and then, you know, measure the efficacy of what we're doing and see if we're on the right trajectory for success. So it's typically multifaceted. It's not just one area that you can put your finger on. Some of it's luck as well, as you know. But I think for the most part, we have guys here that are pretty smart, and the guys on the staff that are taking the proper steps to make sure that analysis is done in an intelligent way.
Thank you, merci. As a reminder, you may press *1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur *1 pour toute question. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question is for Kent. Kent, I'm wondering how the search for a new offensive coordinator is going, and whether you've sort of made any determinations around what that person's responsibilities are going to be going forward. I wonder, are you still in a situation where you think you may be being head coach, vice president of football operations, and potentially offensive coordinator and calling plays as well? Is that still on the table?
Yes. All the above is on the table. I mean, I think it depends. Listen, we're very, very close to an announcement. Things aren't finalized yet, but I would be prepared for something, some news very soon. We're very excited about the potential of the gentleman that we're bringing in. But the second part of your question with respect to how the office is going to be run and the responsibilities that are divvied up within the staff will be determined primarily on how quickly that gentleman can come up the curve and learn what we do. And let me work very closely with him in a very short lead time to determine what makes sense to delegate, to parse off, and then what I have to take on, if anything, to make sure that when we take the field, we have the most competitive offense possible on the football field and get our guys prepared.
Thank you. Merci. There are no further questions registered at this time. Nous n'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would like to turn the meeting. Oh, we do have a few questions. The next one is from Bert Penton from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Kent, just wondering about Craig Butler. What's the latest on him?
I'm sorry, I missed a question.
Craig Butler, what's the latest?
Oh, Craig. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, so Craig is most likely going to miss the season at this point, and we've planned accordingly. He's a great asset. He's an unbelievable person. He's a great asset to our team, this organization, and has a very, very promising, long-term future with us going forward.
Was it just it wasn't a specific incident that happened? It was just something that happened over time?
Well, I mean, this news isn't new, right? So, I mean, it's been out there, and Craig has surgery, and we'll just see. We'll play it by ear, but I'm just going to go off the time frame so that the experts, both the surgeon and others, tell us. So that's where it is right now, but like I said, Craig is an asset even off the football field for us, and his leadership in the locker room, his leadership just throughout the organization, and is certainly an asset that we value very much.
Thank you, Missy. The next question is from Dan Roth from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Kent, I'm wondering, last I checked, I'm not sure if there's been a kicker signed by the Ticats, and is that something that you plan on addressing next week in the draft or through free agency?
Well, we've actually had a process. It's a good question. We had a process that we've run this offseason in identifying and working kickers out through multiple stages where we can then progress down to having two or three. Not sure of the number right now, but it'd be two or three we've been tracking, working out, and have had at camps that we'll take to camp, and then we'll compete at camp for the job. So we've had a pretty comprehensive plan throughout the off season to get down, if you will, to funnel it down to the two or three guys that we feel are most capable of performing at a high level.
Will they be Canadian, American, or both?
No, right now they're American.
Okay. And when you talked about Craig Butler's absence this year, does the versatility of somebody like Courtney Stevens give you a little bit of solace in the fact that you can put him back there as well? And while he's no Craig Butler, he's apparently that's not a bad position for him in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, Courtney, who we got re-signed this offseason, and a tremendous player for us, and certainly has been versatile enough to play corner and free. So that flexibility and versatility is what we look for on both sides of the ball, guys that can play more than one position. So in the event, like what happened with Craig, We don't necessarily have to have a domino effect of three or four changes to figure out how to put a competitive product out on the football field. So, yes, I mean, Courtney gives us our, that ability to move them back to free if that's so what we choose to do. And but also we could line up within at corner again and put somebody else back there. So just to pay, we just have the flexibility to do that, to put, again, a the best unit on the football field.
And one last question, if I may. What are your thoughts are about opening the season at BMO Field against Toronto?
It's going to be great. I mean, a new stadium, new excitement around that organization. I think it's great for the league, certainly great for that club. And it's going to be a tough environment for us to go in there, but I have a feeling that our fans will travel down to QE to support us there. So it'll be a good kickoff for us, good challenge for us.
Thank you again.
Thanks.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
My question is for Kent. I don't want to harp on this too much, but just getting back to what happened yesterday, is there any concern at this point that your health could be a factor going into the season, or do you anticipate that this could affect your ability to do what you've been doing? Because as we pointed out, you certainly have a lot on your plate right now.
No concerns at all. What I didn't tell you, Drew, is that I'm actually going to start riding the bike with you. especially on road trips. So you probably weren't aware of that, but that's coming.
Excellent. Looking forward to those conversations.
Yeah. I'm sure you're really looking forward to my company. No concerns. I mean, there's some things I have to address, and they'll get addressed, but everything's going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. There are no further questions registered at this time. N'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Barrett.
We have a few minutes for a last few questions, if there's any. Patrick, if you don't mind just going through the roll call again, that'd be great.
Certainly. As a reminder, you may press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 si vous avez une question. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
My question is for Scott. Scott, I'm just wondering if sort of the franchise at this point is sort of, if you feel it's turned a corner in terms of its approach. I mean, when we had these conference calls 5 or 6 years ago, it was all about, you know, season tickets and how the new stadiums, and it felt like those conversations were more about survival than they were about thriving. I mean, these chats have taken on somewhat of a different tone. Does that, do you feel that within the organization as well?
Oh, I think so for sure. I think we turned that corner a few years back, to be honest with you. I think very specifically, the reality is you can only do so much when you don't have a great facility, and you also can only do so much when you don't have a great product on the field. And while we've had some good success previous to Coach Austin arriving, the reality is that it's no coincidence that both Tim Hortons Field and Ken Austin arrived a few years ago and really changed the whole dynamic of the organization. Without that great success on the field and the great confidence that you have an organization that can compete week in and week out and particularly compete for championships, you know, you're never going to be able to achieve everything you want to off the field. And the same thing can be said for Tim Hortons Field. I mean, it can be and will be a phenomenal stadium when everything is completely finished. We're going to continue investing in it, as we said. But, you know, I do think, Drew, we turned the corner a few years ago, and as I said, can't reiterate enough, it's not a coincidence that both Ken Austin and Tim Hortons Field arrived at the same time.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Bert Benton from the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead.
Yes, question for Kent. How are Spencer Watt and Lyndon Gaidosh looking for this year?
They're doing excellent. They're excited. They're well prepared. They've been working hard, and really, really look forward to their participation and production and being a part of this team, not just off the field like they have been, but certainly on the field and in the locker room. And they'll be quality players for us.
Thank you. Merci. There are no further questions at this time. N'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Barrett.
Thanks, Patrick. I would like to thank Scott and Ken for carving out some time in their schedule today to join us on this call. Just a reminder for the media on the call that tomorrow we will have the Calgary Stampeders for their call. That will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Merci. The conference has now ended. La conférence est maintenant terminée. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Veuillez s'il vous plaît raccrocher votre ligne. Thank you for your participation. Merci à tous les participants qui se sont joints.